Number five. Process of elimination is the first step to our identity, aka where you are not is as important as where you are. All right, 1992, I got my first job as an actor. Three lines, 3 days' work, in a film called Dazed and Confused. All right. All right, all right, all right. There we go. So this director of that film, Richard Linklater, he kept inviting me back to set each night, putting me in more scenes, which led to more lines, all of which I happily said yes to. I mean, I'm having a blast. People are telling me I'm good at what I'm doing, and they're writing me a check for $325 a day. I mean, hell yeah, give me more scenes. I love what I'm doing. Well, by the end of the shoot, by the end of the film, those three lines had turned into over 3 weeks' work, and it was mine. It was Wooderson's 1970 Chevelle that we went to go get Aerosmith tickets in, man. Yeah, it was badass. Well, a few years ago, I'm watching this film again, and I noticed two scenes that I really shouldn't have been in. In one of these scenes, my character Wooderson, I exit screen left to head somewhere, and then I re-enter the screen and to double check if any of the other characters wanted to go with me. Now, in re-watching the film, and you'll agree if you know Wooderson, Wooderson's not a guy who would ever say, later, and then come back to see if you were sure you didn't want to go. Now, when Wooderson leaves, Wooderson is gone. He does not stutter, step, flinch, rewind, ask twice, or solicit. You know what I'm talking about. Wooderson has better things to do, like liking those high school girls, man, because I get older and they stay the same age.